Newcastle County Council Executive Committee meeting Tuesday, 26, 2013, 4:30. We have approval of our minutes, please.
Motion approved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Roll call. Bell, Cartier, Diller, Hollins, Fitzpatrick, Retta, Sheldon, Smiley, Street. I don't see Mr. Tackett and Mr. Weiner is here. We have the, and myself and our aide, Anthony DeForming. We will move now with the agenda, R13-061, consenting to the appointment of Nancy T. Jenkins to the Newcastle County Planning Board. Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Jenkins has decided to withdraw her application. So tonight I will remove it from the consent calendar and withdraw the resolution.
Thank you, sir. Our next point on the agenda is R13-062, consenting to the appointment of Jessica McElvain to the Newcastle County Centerville Design Review Advisory Committee. Mr. Weiner.
Yes, I'd like to present Jessica McElvain to Newcastle County Council for consideration. Is she here? Well, I don't see her. Maybe she'll show up later. I had the pleasure of chatting with her at Centerville meeting, and I know she's interested and enthusiastic, but we'll have to put that later on the agenda.
She said she.
Maybe she's trying to find parking or whatever, but yes. If she comes in, we will act on this.
Great, thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
R13-063, consenting to the appointment of Kenneth Williams to Newcastle County Board of License Inspection and Review. Mr. Tackett, I thought he was in. Is he here? Someone, Mr. Williams is here. We want to take care of this appointment today. Someone would get Mr. Weiner so we could.
Tackett.
Mr. Tackett, I'm sorry, so we could take care of Mr. Williams. He's sitting here. Tackett is in the way. Mr. Williams, will you take the seat at the end, please? Please note for the record, Mr. Tackett is here, and Mr. Tackett, you're on the agenda. Consenting to the appointment of Kenneth Williams to the Newcastle County Board of License, Inspection, and Review.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes.
This appointment, this gentleman actually was in my community. and his appointment comes over from the county executive. Sure, he's here to entertain any questions anyone may have.
Any questions for Mr. Williams? Mr. Weiner.
Thank you. Mr. Williams, your resume is very impressive. Can you tell a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in serving in this capacity?
Well, I think I can make a difference in aim to serve. I think that with my experience, though, I have great knowledge of what's going on in the county.
Have you familiarized yourself with the role of the board?
Briefly, I run a website and have some statistics of what's going on the board. But that's all I've seen on the website.
Okay. I'll respectfully suggest that you may want to read the rules of the board. Ask the attorney who's assigned to the board to sit down with you and give you a full briefing as to the laws that apply to the board, what your responsibilities are, and the rules that are attendant to the board. And it certainly will be a continuing education process for you. But this board is just being reconstituted after most of the members had simply terms that expired and they'd served their terms. And so it's an important role, and I look forward to having you in the public service. I'm sure that sentiment shared by the other council members.
Any other comments or questions? Councilmember Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just kind of echoing quickly, you know, the other councilman went into a lot of detail, but obviously it's a learning process, and a lot of this will be learned as you're on the board and you engage it. Obviously, from your resume that we've seen, your experience is what obviously has compelled you to this position, so that'll be your biggest asset here, and thank you for stepping up.
Thank you. Any other comments for Mr. Williams? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on with our agenda, R13-067, consenting to the appointment of Elmer Setting. Is the chief here?
Yes, sir.
Chief of Police for the Newcastle County County Police Department. I'm going to yield to my esteemed colleague, Mr. Bell, who is the chair of our Subcommittee on Public Safety.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Chief?
Chief, would you? Yes.
Here.
Oh, I didn't see. For the record, Mr. Powell. Council,
yeah, we're riding together. We had to make a delivery.
Oh, good. We'll take the fifth on that.
Absolutely.
You had to remind the main side. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Council.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have today before us the consenting to the appointment of Elmer Setting, the Chief of Police, Newcastle County Police Department. I think that all members of council over this past month or two have had an opportunity to see Acting Chief Setting in his element of leadership within the department. We have said it many a time that our county police department and our public safety department is truly blessed with an outstanding leadership team. It's not all about one person. But Captain Setting has the institutional knowledge, the experience, the combination of education, the longevity as far as his service and everything, his accomplishments, and I truly believe that he'll serve us well as our Colonel, Chief of the Newcastle County Police Department. As we all know, at the last meeting, we did approve unanimously to change the job classification so that it did recognize a combination of experience and education. It's mirrored by other positions in the police department and in the staff and command. So I guess with that being said, certainly Captain Setting would want to speak to council, but we've seen in a short period of time what positive, very visionary type team efforts in predictive policing and utilizing statistics, and we've already seen some of the results. So I think he's up to the challenge. I think he's the right pick at the right time, and as Chair of Public Safety, I'd recommend to Council that we certainly consider him as our new Chief of Police.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. I echo your comments, and Mr. Setting has proven thus far to be not only able and capable, but always strive for excellence, and we admire that. And we welcome you to the table today.
Thank you, sir.
If you would like to make comments, you now have the floor.
Really don't have a lot to say. We've been through so much already in a short amount of time, but I will simply say I'm humbled to be surrounded by the best leaders in law enforcement. And I am also, I've been graced with a council that supports this agency, and I am I'm in amazement every day at the amount of cooperation we're getting from entities all over Newcastle County. And I simply would like to pledge to this council, to my agency, and all of the constituents that I will put as much energy as necessary, as much passion and knowledge I have to further any point of my education or personal experience, I will go the extra mile to make this county a better place to live. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Councilmember Tackett. Sheldon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Chief, obviously, actions speak a lot louder than words, you know, and you've already shown us a lot already and excited, and I know you already have and will continue to hit the ground running. We have a hurting community out there. A lot's going on, as you know. You know, the economy itself has taken a big strain and put a lot of stress on your force. So we mentioned a little bit earlier when we talked in another committee meeting, you know, it's obviously easy to rule when times are good and the force is plentiful, but it's when you're at the bare minimum, you're strained and you're stretched and you're trying to do the best you can with what you have. And, you know, look really forward, and I think hopefully you're the right man for the job, and look forward to working with you.
Thank you, sir.
Councilmember Sheldon.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President.
Yes.
Chief, with the stuff, the new stuff that's been rolling out, we're trying to get it to the community. I know you need officers on the street, but we also need somebody at these civics, because we're trying to get the word out. Mr. Crowell put out a good report on how much you've done, how much the crime. You've been in these areas. I would just like to see, at least for the first 6 to 8 months, and I know that's asking for a lot, if we can request to make that little presentation with a, if it's a good enough civically group. It's got to be big enough. I am not going to send you there for 8 people.
Right.
And I'm going to tell them that when I have it. But I would like, and that short notice is always probably 2 days, if you could look into that for us, because you're doing a good, you're doing stuff in another direction, and it's not in a newspaper. You know, Stoltz is, but this isn't.
Yes, sir.
And this means a lot, because if you're not safe, it doesn't matter about anything. It really doesn't. And second question is you were in the Navy.
Yes.
Were you a Master of Arms, or Master Sergeant of Arms?
I was a yeoman in the ships and
tugs. You were a yeoman. Okay, then. The only reason why I asked that is...
Clerk.
I have a...
Clerk with a gun.
I have a nephew who's, okay, he's always told him, I said, you're not going to the second best in the state of Delaware. You're going to the first if you want to do this. And he's a Master of Arms now in Kings Bay. He just came home last week. I wanted him to come to a council meeting to see something, but I saw the SWAT and stuff like that, and I think that's could be his next line of duty. But he's an E3. He's only been in a year, but you need an E5. But I just had to ask that question because I saw you were in the Navy.
Yes, sir, I was.
Thank you, Councilman Sheldon. Councilmember Diller.
Yes, I would just like to say, Captain Setting, it has really been a pleasure to partake in the TAPS meetings. And what I have particularly appreciated is not just getting to know the theory of policing that you're bringing, but also the people. Because sometimes folks sit around the room and we nod and we smile, but we don't really get to hear what they do. So attending those meetings has been very valuable to me. And I will commit to continue whenever I can to attend the meetings, because I think it's very valuable for council, and I've appreciated the leadership and look forward to good things happening.
Thank you for your support, Councilman.
Thank you so much. Any other? Councilmember Cartier.
Thank you. It's been a really enlightening period of watching your leadership of the county police over the last 2 to 3 months, and I think I've seen a change in the attitude of these various teams in police. I think your leadership has definitely, and the style of policing has definitely, infused in some enthusiasm and some esprit de corps, which I think is in these difficult times is really important for our Newcastle County Police. And in my district, as you all well know, I have some communities that are seriously troubled, and the difference between having a decent day and a horrible day is oftentimes the Newcastle County Police for law-abiding citizens in these various communities. So I'm going to support your nomination as chief, and I look forward to your leadership over the foreseeable future.
Thank you, sir.
Councilmember Powers and Councilmember White.
Chief Setting, Elmer. So far, it's been great working with you. We got to keep an eye on the mailboxes.
Yeah, we do.
Just so you all know, there was a bomb in my mailbox about a couple weeks ago. I found out we had something in common because he had the same thing at one time. Hmm. But,
I had 2 points in the phone.
They're a little apart. But,
result of traveling in the wrong circles, Councilman.
That must be both of us then.
His
so.
Wife delivers the mail.
That's what makes it even worse. I think we found
trust me, Pete has it on your
bar. But it just, you know, with everything with my office, it's been great, and we will keep working with it.
Thanks, sir.
Appreciate it.
Did I hear you say a bomb?
It was a bottle bomb.
Oh, bottle bomb. Soda bomb.
Soda bottle bomb.
Glad everything worked out.
It's a big, heavy mailbox. It's still there.
Councilmember Weiner.
Thank you. Captain Setting, I appreciate the fact that you have a policy perspective which is broad. You understand that we're only as strong as our weakest link, and that the broken window syndrome sets the base for would-be criminals and vandals to see this is a safe area for us to operate. I represent an area where crime is lower, but my constituents have always felt that they've gotten the short end of the stick in terms of crime patrols and crime prevention. They've been told, well, the real crime areas are elsewhere. They don't feel that way anymore. And you're doing that with a force that's stretched thin. I'm pleased to tell you that my constituents in Greenville, Centerville, Western Prairie 100 appreciate the proactive approach which you're taking.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your support,
sir.
Councilmember Street.
Well, crime ain't low in my district. And I think I said all the nice things, all the appropriate things when we changed the job description.
Yes, sir.
I have high expectations, but I have realistic expectations. And I know now we have agreed that we are not going to always agree. But I think the ability that we'll have to work together when we don't agree, hopefully will make things better. And your challenges are great. And there's a whole lot of written communication, a whole lot of criticism of the city. Folks want to realize, those of us who read the news releases, they're shooting in the county every day at this point. This burglary's going on every day. And whether folks like it or not, I don't care what folks say. I got young men running around in the underwear in my councilman district selling crack cocaine and heroin and marijuana like it's popcorn, and folks are tired of it.
Yes, sir.
Most importantly, or just as importantly, got to keep our officers safe. I don't want to go down the riverfront no more.
Neither do I, sir.
And, you know, if we got to put 2 people, 3 people, if they, like they did in D.C., you got to put 5 people in the car, I don't care. That's as important and significant to me as anything else. So, you know, I want to work with you because we have an equal obligation to the citizens of Newcastle County.
I concur, sir. I will point out the areas that you're talking about in regards to Route 9 and the open-air drug markets, we are seeing a decrease in the number of crime. We're seeing a decrease in the calls for service. We're seeing decreases in the quality of life complaints. So, yeah, there is no one perfect silver bullet for every scenario. Yet, this type of policing, by analyzing the 911 data and the CAD data, and putting officers there before the crime occurring, is having an impact. Sometimes we have to measure our success in crime suppression. It means nothing happened. And just the officer was there. And I think it's having an effect even on the areas that we're talking about, sir. And I don't think I'd make it perfect, but it's certainly getting better.
Well, you know, I'm realistic. It didn't get broken overnight, and it's not going to get fixed overnight.
Agreed.
But I think I'd be remiss if, you know, what I do and say at this table, I go out and report to the people who put me in office. And I happened to be at a civic association meeting the other night at Garfield Park, and said that I supported the change in job description and I was going to support you as chief. Well, State Representative Johnson was there and said he agreed with me supporting that and he agreed with you as being chief. And then he reminded everybody that when we were in the planning stages of establishing safe streets and getting that $1 million grant, that you were a major part of planning that. We got that grant, and so folks got excited about the potential to continue on, and hopefully we'll be just successful going forward.
I'm grateful for your support, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Councilmember Retta.
Thank you.
Elmer.
Yes, sir.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
And another thing, I'm just wondering, on a personal note, how come all the men in the Setting family don't have hair like you?
I think there's some sort of, you know, gene mix up in the Italian family. I'm not sure because we got some of my brothers, that Dutch gene got through, I guess.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks, sir.
Any other comments or questions from council? We thank you, sir, and I look forward to being in the next TAPS meeting.
Yes, sir.
And also, let us always maintain an open line of communication with this body, and I think we will move forward and continue to keep our county safe.
Thank you, sir.
And we want to recognize your team, Mr. Bryant, Public Safety Director, and other chiefs from different jurisdictions, and EMS people. We want to recognize you as well. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Sitt.
Thank you.
Mr. Bryant.
Thank you very much.
May I speak,
Public Safety Director, yes.
Joseph Bryant, I'm the Public Safety Director from Newcastle County. I simply have to stand and tell you that for the past 2 months, when this man took over this police department, and you've all said it, we've gone from here to there in that short amount of time. He took over running at full speed ahead, and he hasn't slowed down yet. And he's made such a difference. If you're able to measure morale, which is pretty hard to do, but you can measure attitudes, it's risen beyond belief. And it's all due to his leadership, his energy, his passion for the job. He's well-versed. He's been in policing for 24 years. I've been in for 37. I've never met a leader like this guy here. We're in great hands. We're in great hands with him as our leader, and I look forward to him being confirmed tonight at 7 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bryant. Councilmember Winer, we want to go back to R13-062, I believe. She's here. Ms. Jessica McElvain.
Yes.
Please take the seat here, please.
May I ask someone outside?
She's here. Councilmember.
Oh. Hi, Jessica. Please have a seat. I'd like to present Jessica McElvain to County Council, Resolution 13-062, where we'll be considering the appointment of Ms. McElvain to the Newcastle County Centerville Design Review Advisory Committee this evening. The pleasure of meeting Jessica at the Centerville DRAC meeting. She shares my passion for smart growth, new urbanism, planning of walkable mixed-use villages. She understands the concepts of the Design Review Advisory Committee. She's taken the time to become familiar with its rules and regulations. She's attended meetings. She's a young mother that brings diversity to a DRAC, which tends to be longer tooth and older. And as she said, and I agree, diversity also includes age. The community of Centerville needs to decide what it needs to be when it grows up, and I see Jessica as a leader in that regard. What she does for a living, Penrose explained to me what it meant, So thank you for your scientific background and knowledge. But other than that, it looks very impressive.
Just a small point for clarification. I don't have children yet, unless you include my four-legged children. Yes, I understand that they are not human children, despite my husband's sometimes argument.
Well, I would agree with your husband, because I've got two four-legged, log-legged as well.
But thank you for the kind introduction and summary.
Any questions or comments from council?
May I just...
Councilmember Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Just want to take the opportunity to thank you for stepping up to the plate and getting involved with your community, caring for your community. And, you know, I look forward to working with you and Councilman Weiner and your endeavors.
Great. Thank you so much. And thank you for considering me for this position.
Councilmember Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. Bell.
To the other council persons who have DRACs, and to Councilwoman Kilpatrick, now you go from two to just one.
Thank you for that.
Yes. it is a wonderful opportunity to represent a design review advisory committee, the concept being that there are areas that were pre-World War II that had village-like qualities that never incorporated, but we want to nurture that village-like quality without necessarily creating another level of taxation of government. And the ability of this land use department to nurture these villages so that they can be sustainable and not necessarily become a highway on a way to someplace else is a very important concept. And I'm happy that the administration is putting renewed interest and energy with our land use department, committing planners to go back and to staff these DRACs. It's very important.
Thank you. Councilman Cartier.
Yes, I just want to thank you for stepping up and volunteering for this very important local planning position that really is an experiment that began some time ago and I think is doing very well. I also want to follow up on Councilman Weiner's comments. I want to commend the administration. I have the Claymont draft in my council district. For recommitted land use planners to help the activities of the DRACs. And just to remind folks, the DRACs have some limited authority. They can grant parking variances. There are signage guidelines that they have a role in enforcing. And without having a professional planner at the table, it's very hard to have the institutional knowledge and the knowledge of code and so forth to make intelligent opinions on these issues. So just for the future, always work closely with your planner that's associated with the DRAC, and I think you'll find it will be a very rewarding experience for you.
Thank you for the advice.
Any other comments or questions from the council? Mr. Weiner.
Just a closing comment. We'll be voting tonight on your appointment. I'm going to take a wild guess that you will be approved. And so the next time you attend the Centerville DRAC, you'll be a voting member. And please reach out to my aide. And if you need any assistance becoming familiar with the rules of procedure or the substantive law which applies.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Moving along with the agenda, agenda item number 7, R13-068, proven revised position description for Director of Communications pursuant to Newcastle County Code Section 26-0305F. Council, this is a change of job duties for the Director of Communications position. This particular legislation expands and clarifies duties to include the following: preparing speeches and talking points for county executive and chief administrative officer. Number two, overseeing all social media and assisting in management of website content. Number three, maintaining email distribution for the purpose of communication with the public. Number four, speaking on behalf of the county exec when required. and lastly, supervising all staffers and interns. Any other changes offer clarification or not substitute? There are no changes to the education of training requirements. Chief HR Director is here, Ms. Beatty. If you have any questions, those questions can be directed to her. Ms. Beatty, please. Any questions or comments regarding R13-016 by HR Chief? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.
Not easy in the last
time. Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's getting better, huh?
Yeah.
Agenda item number 8, discussion and vote on amendment to rule 2.42 on floor amendments. Councilmember Smiley.
Yes, this was distributed previously. Council's had it for quite a while now. Main changes, quite a few of them are just grammatical. Some just clarifying that it would take a yay or nay or a roll call vote to be required. And that the best efforts shall be used to secure from the Department of Finance a revised fiscal note on any floor amendments that would substantively revise the fiscal impact, as noted in the fiscal note of the legislation being amended. Also, it clarifies that the clerk of council shall distribute the amendment to council members, council, and the policy director in order as soon as possible. So basically, we're cleaning up the language so there's no misunderstanding of how we do our floor amendments while maintaining our right to move forward legislation. There's some concern that just a small, minor change of a floor amendment could have ended up delaying, you know, and us having to send it back through the system again. Council to council recommended some changes. We've had some discussion, and thus we're moving this forward to basically make council's process clear and succinct to anyone.
Mm-hmm. Councilmember Weiner.
Thank you. I've read this draft carefully. I've taken a look at the two previous iterations. I discussed this with the sponsor and with our council to council, Carol Doolin, and I want to commend Councilman Smiley for taking the leadership on this. I concur that this change is needed, and I intend to support it.
Thank you, Mr. Weiner. Any other comments, questions? Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One other thing.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes, I just want to thank Councilman Smiley for deferring the vote on this last time. We had some rules that maybe we want to take a look at clarifying. We did state in the process of transparency and openness that we would have 7 days full notice. Councilman Smiley did comply technically so that we could have voted last time. It was conveyed to us electronically on Thursday, although it was put in our mailboxes on Tuesday. But I asked him, since I don't come in here every day, if he would consider deferring it for a full week, and he agreed to do that, so I want to thank him.
Thank you.
So I would make the motion that we vote on rule change to 2.4.2.
Second.
Is there a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? So moved.
Mr. President, while we're on this, I would just like to ask council members and staff, today we received some updated employee handbook and council rules. They're quite lengthy. You get caught up in some things, so I would ask everyone to review them. And if you see anything that might need adjusted, tweaked, or whatever, to let the council clerk and deputy clerk know, since we've had quite a few changes that went into there. So just everyone, if you get a chance, review them. If you see anything, just let them know directly, because as you can see by what we just did, we're going to be revising again. So that's all.
Thank you, Councilmember Smiley. Discussion on number 9, vote regarding possible workshop room improvements. Councilmember Weiner and Councilmember Diller, if you would lead this discussion, please.
Yes, it was. Thank you for your staff member attending.
Yes.
It was recommended that we defer discussion on this because of the fact that we need a memorandum of understanding drafted before we can really discuss this. We passed on the sentiments of
council as to what needed to be in the agreement, including a memorandum of understanding and a key. And I also had suggested some other changes that co-chair Lisa Diller and I and policy director Boyle and our clerk of council, Betsy Gardner, thought would be a good idea. And so all that will be incorporated into a draft. So if we could just defer this.
Councilman Diller.
I was going to say, I think it would be, Betsy is going to take a, you know, a stab at a first draft. We'd like to circulate it to people just so they get an idea of what we're requesting. And I just think that we had a very good discussion with Mr. Rago. I think he heard us loud and clear, and particularly Councilman Holland's comments were extremely helpful in framing the discussion. But I think that we want to see this in writing, and then before we approve it, and then we would negotiate with the city and move forward then.
Right. Councilmember Smiley.
Yeah, as ridiculous as this may sound, I'd like to ask if we could ask them, them being Mr. Rago or whatever, if they could do something as minuscule as put a piece of tape on the floor or a mark on the wall, so someone who needs the visualization could walk into that room and see where the divide would be as to what we would have access and what we would not have access to.
Well, I can tell you that what we will have access to, if you remember this drawing that Mr. Rago handed out, basically what we agreed is at this point that when we would be using this part of the room, we would be able to put dividers across it so that when we're using it for an event, we're keeping people out of the area where the technology is, because the concern is if you start moving this stuff around, you detach wires and you have problems. So there would be I think it would be pretty easy. We could talk to John about...
I'm just not
about
sure where the provider is. In other words, if
yes,
I...
Yes, yes. And he actually showed us... No, the door will not be relocated. What's going to happen is all of this will happen at this end of the room. There is a closet back here that they may break through to give a little more space in the back. But right now what they're planning are 45 movable chairs that would be in this part of the room, so that if we wanted to use this as we have in the past for receptions, we can bring in a table, configure the chairs and so forth. But this, we understood their concern about not moving that furniture. And so that's when we said, you know, what can we do? We're going to have some kind of barrier that would be temporarily placed across it so that people understood that this is where they could be and they would not be basically pushing or knocking into the
Let me just
technology.
Add one thing, because Ms. Diller had to leave for another meeting. Mm-hmm. I also suggested that a vestibule be added, and John Rago said yes, that was in the plans. Which, if you think about it, we use every square inch of that for the couple times a year. The vestibule would push out that door, encapsulate the whole area where you get that jam of people, and enable...
So are you.
Pardon?
Carriage. Oh!
Yes. And then we could use that vestibule area, which will be part of the room now, as well as sort of like a table where you can pick things up, and we'll have portable tables like the final ones that they have that'll be able to be configured as we need them based upon the contingent to the exigencies of the particular use that day.
I don't know who would answer this. Did you get into the discussion around the access?
Yes.
And oh, yes.
Yeah, I made the
cost,
suggestion.
The cost.
Yes. Yes. Well, the costs are zero. However, we reserve the right suggestion that if we wanted to at some future point buy equity into that we could do that because we might decide that we wanted to use that for some reason in the future. And also the concept was that this room would be our Tuesday room. They don't use it on Tuesday. So not only do we want to keep it for special events, but we want to keep it for Tuesdays.
And so that doesn't cost them anything. They're willing to give us that right additionally for nothing. So the price is right.
But we did request that we have a key and that it be, you know, that Betsy or whoever takes care of the key, that's where we go to get it. But we did not want to have to be chasing after a key with city council. So that was something that I think all of us kept emphasizing. But when we talked to Mr. Rago, he understood the Tuesday issue and the special occasion issue. But we said, you know, we do not want to give up use of the room. It would be nice, as Councilman Weiner said, that we might be able to buy into it at some point. But right now, we understand that it will not cost us anything. But the flip side of that is that we will not have use of the technology there. Okay? Now, I didn't hear anybody say that they wanted to move our meetings from this room downstairs. And so I think Councilman Weiner and I felt pretty solid that it was okay to say we don't need to touch the technology, but we want to make sure we have access to the space. And so that was when we came up with the idea that there would be some kind of temporary barrier when we were using the room. But I do think he understood that we needed that key for us to feel comfortable and to move forward with this. And Betsy is going to do a first draft of the agreement so that we make sure that we have all the points that we want to have in the agreement, make sure that they're there.
Excellent.
So,
thank you. And thank Councilman Hollins for your
input,
framing the discussion, and my aide for being there. And Betsy. Councilmember Street.
Actually, I got no dog in this fight because I'm not going to support it, regardless of how you do it. But I just want to remind everybody that you're still negotiating with some of the same folks who hit us with an $18 million sewer bill. And you can play with them and try to get something for nothing if you want. And if you want to trust them, so be it. Because as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't need to be done because we need cops, they need cops, and we give deference to chairs and TV cameras. But try to get something for nothing. Generally, you get nothing.
I was just curious, how was the tone of the meeting?
Well, I think it was collegial when he understood that we were not asking to use their technology. Mm-hmm. The issue really was the concern about having people in the room and, you know, and moving these pieces of furniture that would have, you know, the microphones and the recording systems in them, and that there would be problems created with that. We were clear that if we were not going to move our committee meetings anywhere else, which I don't think anybody wants to move out of this room, that our concern was the use of the room. But everybody, every time we talked about this, we would add "and a key." And so I think that he began to get the idea that we wanted a key. So, you know, and really, you know, we want to make sure that we have access to this on Tuesdays and special occasions. We don't really want their technology at this point. But I do think Bob's point is that one of the reconfigurations that they're going to do is that right now there are three studios mm-hmm. with two control rooms, right? What they're going to do is have all three spaces, the council chambers, this committee room, and then the TV station, all of that can be handled from one control room. So in that configuration, you know, we don't have to worry about, if we're not using that technology, we don't have to worry about somebody, you know, taping us in that committee room, you know, on a Tuesday if we're not going to use it. I think the issue is, for them, they see the consolidation of those control rooms as a way to be more effective and efficient with the equipment, which, you know, I think realistically they're televising things that we're not televising at this point. So I think, you know, The proof will be in the pudding. If we get the key, then I think we've been successful. If we don't get the key, then we haven't been successful. But, you know, he seemed to understand that point, and we all agreed that Betsy would do a first draft, and then we would work this through. And I would just say that we probably, you know, if we don't sign off on the room, they, I'm not sure they can do this since we still own part of it. So,
what was the timetable in terms of the?
Well,
Betsy.
90,000.
Timetable. Getting this deal done.
We're getting the work done in the room. He did not say. I don't think he's got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Council member.
The timetable for the drafting is the next couple weeks. I think he looked at September for completing the work, but I'm not sure about that. Don't hold that to me. And then the other thing I wanted to add was what I had suggested was putting down the right to buy into the technology. If we ever in the future made a decision that we did want to, in the spirit of transparency, televise our committee meetings and or our conference meetings or council meetings for the reason that it's not something that we've decided before to do. We had a close vote. It was 7-6, so we didn't vote it. But we might be discussing that later this year. This way we could buy into the investment of technology they had on an equity basis based upon a use of time, and we wouldn't have to duplicate or replicate the equipment nor the contract. We could either buy into their contract or we could have our own contract with folks just dedicated to us. But we just reserve those options at a cost of zero.
Councilmember Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to be clear here. Currently, as we speak, without these renovations, we have access to the space, equal access to that space. So whatever's going to happen is going to be less space for Newcastle County to use. So it's not like we're getting a deal from the city because we have a key to a room that's currently our room anyway. So what we're doing, we need to look at this very realistic. We're allowing them to encroach on our space for no payment to us at all. And the fact that we don't use the technology, somehow we're getting a break for technology that we don't use anyway. We've given the city the other half of the eighth floor without any argument whatsoever. And I'm concerned that we need to have space accessible to the public on the first floor as well as they do. We don't know what other space is available to the city. They suggested to us that we could use the third floor conference room if we need it. Well, could they use the third floor conference room? Have they looked at other options that they could use before coming to County Council saying, we want to encroach on your space? And they make it seem as though they're doing us a favor because now we have a key to our own property? I mean, the whole thing is ludicrous to me.
Do we have a key now? I think not.
Well, I'm not comfortable with the key. It seems like we should have...
Where's the key today?
Well, we don't have one yet.
And who has the key to the kingdom?
Yeah.
So we need to flush out some of this without surrendering, if you will, for lack of a better word. I want to go to Councilman Street, Councilman Tackett, and then Councilman Spider.
Well, you know, being smart, Alan, and being facetious is a strategy that doesn't work too well. So I need to be completely forthcoming. I'm so frustrated and upset that we're talking about changing rooms in the workshop. But I wasn't in office a New York minute in 2004 before I called for a resolution and we sent the letter talking about a combined police efforts as relates to reducing crime and reducing shootings and reducing violence between the city, state, and county. And we're talking about rooms and all this, and what I said when he was here, we got shootings in the county directly related to the illicit drug trade in the city, and the kind of cooperation that we need to address that effectively has been lacking for the entire 8 years that I've been in office. And so to have this half hour now conversation about the darn videos, I'm just not happy.
Thank you, sir.
I'd just like to make the point that I'm not happy either, and I personally don't care about that room. That seems much more of a territorial thing with other people, but You asked us to go down. Bob and I and Betsy and Jim spent a considerable amount of time. If you don't like this, that's fine. But, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, I don't think it's unreasonable for the city of Wilmington to want to go to a more efficient television system to televise their meetings. I mean, everybody is beginning to do that and make that technology available to people. I mean, we chose not to do that. But if you look at the configuration of the downstairs, you have got the television station, you've got that committee room, and then you've got the council chambers. If you were looking at it in terms of efficiency, that is an efficient use of that space. Now, we can get our backs up about it. That's fine. You know, you could reject it. I personally don't care. But if you are looking at a reasonable use of that space, I think the proposal makes sense.
Thank you. Councilmember Tackett, and Smiling, and Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes. Others have more to say. I'm going to pass.
Thank you.
I just want to clarify, I'm confused because I thought the two co-chairs said we weren't discussing this today and we were going to wait until we saw the agreement. So I was just wondering if we
left. I didn't start it, folks.
I know everybody was thinking, and I figured I'd throw it out there.
It's all in the interpretation of discussion.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's all in your interpretation.
We're going to take a few more points and then we're going to be
interpretation.
Thank you for yielding, Mr. Tackett and Mr. Smiley, Council. And then
let me apologize. I don't mean to be critical of the work that has been done by Councilwoman Diller and Councilman Weiner, but speaking for someone who does care, I think that having access, as we have access in other locations in Newcastle County, at the police headquarters, at the library, as well as at the government center, and all these places are accessible. I happen to care about the one downtown because half of my constituents live in the city of Wilmington. So I don't mean to get in the way of the city and what they're trying to do with their technology, but also I don't want the city to get in the way of what we have to do in terms of access to the people that we serve here as well. And if they have additional space they have not considered, then I think they have a responsibility to consider that space that they have as opposed to encroaching on space that we may use. As a matter of fact, the Ethics Commission is now currently using that particular space. It's available in this building, and it makes sense to use it. So I don't have a crystal ball to know when we may or may not use the space, but I don't want to give the impression that somehow we have no use for the space. Take it. Once it's gone, it's gone. I have no idea of how much space this technology is going to use in that particular room when we get the key, how much space is available to us to use. Is the technology going to take up 60% of the room? We don't know. We saw one drawing that Rager brought to our last meeting that did not indicate any dimensions whatsoever. So it's just to me, and council will make the decision. I just feel that other concerns should be discussed around this whole issue as opposed to just, well, they say all they need is this, but what they need is what we own, and we should get the fair return on it to make certain that our ability to have meetings is not diminished because they're promoting their technology.
Thank you. Thank you. Finally, Mr. Wine.
Yes, thank you very much. I just want to thank Councilman Hollins for pointing out the factors that he did. We didn't want to go through each and every point that was raised, but actually I disabused, and so did my co-chair, Mr. Rago, of the points that he was trying to make using the exact same things that you said. We're not going to the third floor. We'd like the convenience of a traffic flow from council chambers into the room next door. We don't want to be cubbyholed into a smaller space as well. We already own this space. What's in it for us? I didn't exactly put it that way, but I'm rewording it. And so at that point, a different tenor was taken by Mr. Rago on behalf of the city, and that's when our leverage points changed, and we got what we thought was a better approach, more healthy, equal approach. But at the end of the day, of course, this council will decide when we see what they have in writing.
Now, as we look at the agenda, it's 5:25. It's the chair's hope that we will be done at 5:30. In light of the rest of the points on the agenda, hint, hint, let's move on. thank you so much for that, that healthy discussion. Councilmember Diller, Legislative Aid.
Yes. You have before you the resume of Susan Moore, and Susan, I'll just ask you to stand. As many of you know, Renee Bensley, my current legislative aide, will be leaving on Friday, and luckily we have had a fairly, what we hope will be a fairly seamless transition with Susan coming in on Monday. Of course, you go through all of your Newcastle County physical and information sessions, so she'll be in the office on next Tuesday, and I'm very excited. I think that she will bring a wealth of experience. I reached out to many folks, constituents and colleagues at both University of Delaware and Wilmington University. Susan's resume rose to the top. George did not get the job, although he wanted to apply. But I just wanted to let you know, Councilman Smiley, that Ms. Moore, in addition to all the wonderful things on her resume, does teach karate. So just to let you know that. So
she teaches what?
No karate. Comment in order to avoid a charge already. I'll retain that charge for the future.
So, Susan, you know, I will not ask you to say anything to this crew. basically, she comes with a wealth of experience. She's just finished her master's at Wilmington University, and I really appreciate you coming this evening, and I certainly am happy to make a motion to approve her as my legislative.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
You sure you want to come in after?
Yeah.
Welcome. Would you like to say anything?
I'm glad to be aboard. I look forward to supporting Councilwoman Diller and the council in its entirety.
That'll change.
Thank you.
Just so she supports me too.
Yes, and actually, this is Councilman Tackett, and as we explained, we work together. Right. Yeah, we tag team it. So,
Mr. Weiner.
Yes, council members, I know Susan Moore. I'm very impressed with her background. Of course, she was with Capitol Police when we had opportunity to greet each other regularly. What she's done has really prepared herself to be an excellent aide for this council. And her legal background, her policing background is going to serve us all well. I know some of you are surprised to hear this, but my aide also has, having worked in a law firm as a paralegal, and has a police background as too. Not to compare Susan with Lou, but
you'll learn about that.
I wouldn't do that, but I think
5:28.
Yeah. That's right.
Thank you, Councilman.
That's it. Enough said.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. Welcome. Anything on the anything on the other Councilman Street?
I hope that what I said today, you heard, and that you. Woman from City Council member, City and County Administration will consider reconvening the leadership meeting that used to be held when then Senator Coons was the county executive. I think it needs to be done not only for crime but for all the other things that we should have a commonality about, and some things I think could be established and done a lot better with leadership meetings. And coming to some agreement, not to doesn't have anything to do with the video room. It has to do with the other things. I just think it's important that we at least try to make that effort.
Councilman Street, Councilman Hollins, and I met with, along with County Exec Gordon and members of his team. We met with the mayor and his team, I believe, February 7th. Is that right, Councilman Hollins? It was an early meeting.
Right.
It was an early meeting, and we agreed to establish a regular meeting to dialogue and to discuss and work on issues that are mutual for the city and the county, particularly around economic development and public safety and some of the other kinds of issues. Councilman Hollins, if you want to add anything to that, sir.
Just the fact that public safety was specifically mentioned at that meeting. some of the things that we're doing that the city is not doing, such as enhance 411 and 911 calls and that kind of thing. The thing that the chief has...
Undercover drug buys, undercover gun buys.
Well, I guess the list could go on, but we did mention a couple of things that we're doing that they're not doing.
And we specifically asked them, we talked to them about the success of the TAPS and invited them to be at the table of the Tuesday morning meetings. Have they been attending yet, Chief?
Their patrol commander, Bobby Cummins, and their special operations commander, Vic Aiello, have both been in attendance.
Good. Thank you,
copious notes.
Thank you. Councilman?
I know you want to get done, but to quote Councilman Street, you opened the door, I'm going to walk in it. I appreciate the leadership meeting. I just hope that we hear about what's going on here instead of in the news journal before it takes place. So I just hope whatever's discussed there, if we're going to do something, let's move it at this table before I got to read it as a press release. Because you want to lose my support, you'll lose it in the press.
Well, it was a get to know each other kind of thing, but point well taken.
I understand, but we got a short history and it's already not good.
Yeah. Well, let's work together. We want to work together. That's what we're going to do. We're going to work together.
A uniter.
Not a divider.
Right.
I want to commend you for being
Ms.
involved,
Street.
Whoever initiated it, and I hope it continues, and I hope it's successful, and anything I can do to be helpful, I would like to do, because it's just that important.
Point well taken. My aide is taking notes. We will keep this steam body appraised.
Could you read them back?
Move to adjourn.
Anything?
One other thing on the other. I try.
The county executive will be joining us tonight for Chief to be here to support Chief. And I'm going to ask two of my esteemed colleagues after this meeting if they would escort the county executive into the session tonight. I'll speak with you after this meeting is over. Just wanted you to know that. Now, any public comment?
Here, I know you want to eat, but
Lynn Beatty. No, we're good till 7 o'clock. Go ahead.
Lynn Beatty, Chief Human Resources Officer. I wanted to speak. You know, I've been here 1 year, 11 months, and 2 days. And I've been through, believe it or not, that short period of time, I've been through 3 police chiefs. And I just want to say that I can call you almost Chief Setting, has been a pleasure to work with. He's been very accessible all times of day and night. Sometimes we have phone challenges with reception, but he's also been very open and willing to work with human resources. And so I think it's important for you to hear this, because so often you hear all the bad stuff, but he has been very accessible and easy to work with. And we have disagreed on a few things, but we were able to sit down and talk through them and move forward for the good of the county.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
And I remind all of those of you in public safety that
all
you sat through this
aye.
Because
aye.
Of Chief Setting, not us. So I think he owes you all big time.
My dinner.
Thank you. Thank you.